How'd you like to win a trip to see the Eagles at Sphere, Las Vegas? What an iconic band, an iconic venue, too. The Eagles live at Sphere, Las Vegas, performing 16 shows this September 20th through December 14th, and you could be there. In fact, we've got two trips for two with flights, a stay at the Venetian Resort in Vegas, dinner at Chica, Las Vegas, two tickets to the show, plus a Vibe VIP experience package, prizes provided by Live Nation. To enter for your chance to win, text this hour's national keyword, Nights, to 95819. That's national keyword, Nights, to 95819. For full details and official contest rules, visit WJR.com. Last night at 11:30, a little after 11:30, I turned on Fox 2 Detroit to see my friend in the midst of a new show called The Pulse. Now, weeknights at 11:30, it was launched on Fox 2 this week. I caught the second show last night with the one and only Roop Raj. Good afternoon, Roop.
Good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
I am excellent. I hope that Julie is fine, your lovely wife. I hope everything is going well for you. They've added to your duties, but I'm sure this is something you wanted to do. But tell us about Pulse and how it came about.
So here's the thing. The political cycle right now, Paul, and you're right in the middle of it. You're dealing with this every day. These are unprecedented times, and we say that often. And I'm sure those who are around during tumultuous times, of course, covering the Cuban Missile Crisis and Kennedy were probably saying the same thing then, but that doesn't make this any less true. These are unprecedented times. The political landscape is unlike anything we've ever seen. People are getting information from more sources than they've ever had an option to get in their entire lives. And what we found is that because of that, people don't have one-stop shop to get everything that they want and need objectively, without a pundit telling them what to think, but rather having a show that focuses on people. And when we say that, we don't just say, you know, you hear those slogans and mottos all the time, Paul, we're working for you, we're building this around you. This show truly does. I mean, literally our mantra in the newsroom when we're building this show every night is, how do we put people over pundits? And so that means getting people's opinions, but also giving them the expert analysis that they need in an objective way that honors both sides. Trump and Biden are viable candidates. Both of those candidates have large followings. They watch Fox 2. They listen to you. They want to know the truth. And that's what we're aiming to do every single night, putting people over pundits. It's been fun the last few nights.
Well, it looks like it's fun. And I'm glad that you understand we can handle the truth. And that's what
right.
No pun intended, but that's what sure. We need. That's what we want. And I love the fact you don't go to the pundits, you go to the people. And we don't see that enough. We've got the pundits. Heck, Roop, I don't mean to embarrass you and our profession, but
sure. They
just stopped the presses because George Clooney has spoken about what he wants for the president, which is he wants him to step down. But George Clooney is an actor. We don't. None of us know him. We know the characters he's played. Because
yeah,
the scripts
right.
have been written by other people. But
right.
they stopped the presses on the channels I've been monitoring here to announce that George Clooney wants President Biden out. Oh, that changes everything. So
sure.
you're
sure.
going to the people, not the pundits, not the celebrities, but to the real people that we can relate to.
Listen, this has been a conservative outcry for years of people saying, shut up and sing. Actors keep your opinions to themselves. And while many people in the liberal circles didn't like that, I think they'd probably find themselves saying the same thing if they're Biden supporters after hearing what George Clooney has to say
right.
from his loft somewhere in L.A.
In Italy. He spends
in
most
Italy.
Of his
Yo,
time,
I
think,
LA?
In Italy. Anyway.
Yeah, he's working in L.A. He's vacationing in Italy and perhaps living there in other places. But
right.
yeah, in terms of relatability, you know, I'm actually taking, listen to this, Paul. This is what I love about the show. I'm literally taking my cell phone out and stopping by parking lots anywhere. If I'm grabbing a sandwich at the sandwich shop, I walk outside. Someone goes, hey, you're Roop Raj, Fox 2. I said, hey, you want to talk to me? What do you think about Biden? What do you think about Trump? And I'm pulling my cell phone out and actually talking to everyday Detroiters and Metro Detroiters about what they think. And it's amazing how candid they are. And Paul, you know this because you're a staple in this community. People come up to you and they tell you their opinion. They want to know your opinion. But bottom line is, this gives access so that we don't have to say, oh, let's go get a camera. Hold on. No, I have the cell phone. Let's talk. And we're putting that raw on the air. I'm taking text messages without using people's names and saying, this is what people are telling me. We're giving complete access to the viewer to say, this is what I believe. And you're probably, there's some people saying, wait a minute here. If I'm watching my Facebook and my Twitter and my Instagram, I don't want a bunch of trolls and blabbering fools. Shame on us for thinking that.
Those are real people.
These are wonderful, real people. And most people are reasonable people, Paul. The extreme left and extreme right, there's this huge squishy middle. And that's most of us. And we just want to know the truth. And sometimes people, you know, subscribe to some parts of the right, maybe a little bit more than the left or vice versa. We have to respect and honor all of those people. And that's what we're trying to do on this show.
It's so much more honest than social media. Yeah. You won't have people hiding and saying horrific things that they would never say face-to-face to someone. Well, you're giving them the opportunity to say what they're going to say face-to-face. Roop Raj, anchor at Fox 2 Detroit, a great guy, great family. I've met his dad, for example, certainly his wife.
And you know,
we have similar backgrounds in that we both started in our early teens. And now I'm looking at the Pulse and wondering when that's going to get picked up and be syndicated. Mark my words, it will be. Good for you, Roop.
You're so kind. I appreciate your support and help, and always love listening to you. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Roop Raj. It's called The Pulse. He's talking to real people, not pundits, not celebrities, not other news people. I mean, he may from time to time, but he goes to the people. And that's The Pulse, where you're going to really get The Pulse. Weeknights, 11:30 on Fox 2. Stay with us.